7 Days in Tokyo by Jose Daniel Alvior, narrated by Martin Sariel. Chapter 1. Garden View, the listing said. It was a little studio on the first floor overlooking a lush backyard. There was a photo of a tree, slender and twisting, its tiny leaves sparkling in sunlight, framed by the picture window and the double bed in the foreground. Behind it, partly concealed, was a house with a curving tiled roof that would remind me exactly where I was. Charmed, I booked it for a week. When I arrive, it's too dark and chilly to even open the window. I fear that deciding to book based on the view might come back to haunt me, but the more essential features are, to my relief, exactly as advertised. Garden View is spotless. There are no strange odours on the towels or sheets, and there is no evidence of mouse droppings or other possible infestations. The toilet works. There's hot water. The bed is soft. Maybe too soft. It's so quiet, it's almost unnerving. Does anyone live in this building? I think of settling in, but I'm too restless. Did I even get to sleep on the plane? I can't remember what movies I saw. One day, I'll come across a scene or some dialogue, déjà vu sweeping over me, certain I've experienced it before but unable to place where or when, only to resolve I must have seen the movie on a long-haul flight. A walk might clear my head of the fog, so I put on my coat to explore the neighbourhood. I have time to spare.